Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcasts. This is the 21st podcast in our series. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Mike Lawler, the Vice President of Sales and Business Development at USA Technologies. This is my third interview with Mike. In our first interview, we talked about the upfront costs and the ongoing costs involved with cashless. In our last interview, we talked about the fact that as the price point in the machine increases, the level of card use increases. The percentage of sales made by the card increases as the price points increase. I think most people would agree that, in general, prices are slowly rising and probably aren't going to be going down. Mike, what does this tell you about the future of cashless vending?
Well, that's an excellent question, Elliot. What it tells me is that, card acceptance, accepting credit and debit cards at the vending machine is a key piece to the long-term sustainability of this industry. You know, as we were talking, we saw how much card usage becomes prevalent when the vend price gets over a dollar. It really allows, it really addresses one of the core fundamental issues with, this industry regarding, maintaining profitability. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is to take price points up as needed.
Okay. And what do you see as the key challenges facing the vending operators with adopting cashless technology?
I think the key challenges are, right now, as we know it, the industry is in a very challenged mode with operating profits or operating margins being reduced down to nothing. So, what they've got to realize is that they have to make change in the way they do business, and that really, from our perspective, being cashless payments. We know there's a cost associated, but we know it has an appreciable positive impact on their ability to improve their operating their operating margins. So I think to answer your question, Elliot, I think it's just getting over that initial ability to try the technology, to see where it can help their business, to see where it makes sense. And again, just it's moving into the world of technology. It's a little challenging for some operators.
Okay, and I think at this point we should probably clarify that we're talking about open cashless as opposed to closed cashless, which is the more traditional system where the operator is providing the customers with a card that is unique to that location, and the card has to be revalued. That's another type of cashless, but the cashless we're talking about in this conversation is where the customer is using their credit card or their bank debit card in a machine. Mike, are there any situations where a card reader can serve both the closed type system, which is the more traditional cashless vending system, and the newer open-type system?
Elliot, actually there is, and again, I can speak on behalf of our solution, that our systems not only take traditional credit and debit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover, but in that same solution, they can also have the ability to take a closed-loop card, a proprietary gift or prepaid card that would be unique to that location. So it really gives them the best of both worlds, and that's really important because we want to make it easy for the consumer, to make a vending purchase, whether it be with a credit or debit card or with a smart or closed-loop card specific to that location.
Okay. And does your company provide those proprietary cards to customers that have a need for it?
We that's a good question. We've just started expanding into that because we are getting requests from both vend companies and bottlers across the country to be able to provide both solutions, as you said, both credit and debit cards, as well as a closed loop or some type of prepaid or gift card, unique to that one location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the 21st podcast in our series on vending technology podcasts. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Elliot.